Today, many Americans are experiencing not just Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving with jet lag. They've flown across time zones to be with family and loved ones, and as a result, their bodies don't know what time it is, which can produce fatigue, crankiness, and confusion. Commentator Patricia McLaughlin worries that the same thing is happening to the culture at large as a result of seasonal mobility.
The Farmers' Almanac wants to move Thanksgiving to October because they say that the end of November is too close to Christmas and too cold and too late for a harvest festival anyway. But it must be some renegade Farmers' Almanac. Because I called the old Farmers' Almanac in Dublin, New Hampshire, which I always thought was the only one, and they like Thanksgiving right where it is. They say it's historically correct, because Thursday was always sort of a lecture day for the Puritans, and they always used to have a special lecture day with a special dinner to give thanks for the harvest on one of the Thursdays in November, which would have been just about the right time to get in some of the last pumpkins and shoot some turkeys. My own feeling is that Thanksgiving is too early, not too late. I know I wasn't ready for it. Last week, somebody asked me what we were doing for Thanksgiving, and I said I really hadn't thought about it yet. I was still trying to get caught up after being on vacation for a couple of weeks. I haven't even started composting my leaves yet. Well, this person said, Thanksgiving is next week. No, I said. I thought it was at least a couple of weeks. I had it out there in the dim future along with Christmas and New Year's, but I looked at the calendar. Sure enough, there it was. I called my parents to see if they were coming up from North Carolina, and they hadn't thought about it yet either. They'd been too busy registering voters. Well, I said, it is next week. They couldn't believe it either. I can see that for some people it's a problem that the day after Thanksgiving you look up and there's Christmas bearing down on you, all that shopping. But there's no law that says you can't start working on Christmas before Thanksgiving if you really want to. Stores do. I was wandering through, I think it was Saks, in New York last month when I heard some familiar music that I was scandalized finally to recognize as O Holy Night, before Halloween. But what do you expect when they start playing football in August and the World Series isn't over till nearly the end of October, and the NBA playoffs aren't over till June? And when people with VCRs can watch the 11 o'clock news anytime they want, and when Washington's birthday isn't even on the day Washington was born on anymore? When things ought to be doesn't count now. All that matters is when they'll make the most money, draw the biggest TV audience, attract the greatest number of shoppers. I'm surprised nobody suggested moving Christmas to February. You'd get 60 extra shopping days. But it makes time so mushy and shapeless when all the markers you count on start running into each other. Actually, a pretty nice thing about Thanksgiving is that, except for people who raise turkeys and grow cranberries, nobody stands to make that much money out of it. So it's been pretty much left alone. I think we should keep it that way and let people cope. I've done okay. The corn chowder's ready. The persimmon pudding that's been in the freezer since Jackie and Lou gave it to us for Christmas last year is soaking in port. The black-eyed peas are done, and the sweet potatoes are in the oven with the turkey. Lila's bringing the cranberry sauce and creamed onions, and Carol's bringing pies. It'll be fine. And tomorrow morning I'll look at the calendar and say, what? Christmas is only 4 weeks away? But that's the way it's supposed to be. It's good for you. It gives you a sense of where you are.
Patricia McLaughlin is a syndicated columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer magazine.